we have the Sportsplex that the Magic are getting ready to invest over $200 million in. We've also have the soccer stadium, as you said, Create a Village. We've also just got word that UCF is putting a campus down in the Paramore area. And I really don't see those things as challenges. I see those as opportunities for the district and for the people of Paramore with jobs, with housing, with now getting transferable skills through apprenticeship programs and vocational training. But yes, we are worried about being gentrified, of course, with progress and it being there right now. Over 4,000 people in the last 6 years have been moved out. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure this time that we remain there, that we're included. So that's going to be one of the challenges, making sure that the people of District 5, like you said, not just Paramore, because it's District 5 encompass Ivy Lane, Mercy Drive, Sunset, where the Citrus Bowl is being now renovated. So that's another thing to tackle, that we're included in that process, mm-hmm. that the homes, affordable homes that Creative Village offer, other homes that are going to be built. You got the Concord Project that I'm not against inclusion and others coming to our neighborhood, but that we also benefit from all these different packages. So that's going to be my challenge, to make sure we don't get left behind and that the people are served.
Do you have some ideas at this stage of how you're going to balance those competing needs?
Well, I've already had meetings. I've met with Kay Rollins over at the Orlando Soccer Foundation, which she represents her husband, Phil Rollins. I've met with Lucas Boyce there. He's a representative there at the Orlando Magic that will be spearheading all these different projects. I believe in community building. Mm-hmm. So I've already started to build relationships with these organizations that are going to impact that district in a mighty big way, to where they've made promises that they're going to make sure that the people get jobs, that there's going to be housing available for those individuals and residents there of District 5. Mm-hmm. They're going to assist with apprenticeship programs. So I can only, hold people accountable, like the voters that elected me are going to hold me accountable to make sure that the things that I said that I want to advocate in their behalf for, that I do that. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm only one commissioner. I don't make all the decisions on the board. It's going to be commissioners and the mayor, that I create a good working relationship with them and advocate in the residents' behalf to let them know what our desires and what our needs are. And I'm hopeful. I'm just like the residents are. I'm hopeful that through working with them and letting them hear the residents' voices, that they have compassion. Mm-hmm. Not saying that there hasn't been any compassion, but there has been some neglect, that this time that we are not just politicians, but servants of the people and caregivers. I live on the outskirts of Paramore now in District 5, but I came here to Orlando from Tavares at 8 years old, and I've seen a lot of changes. And then I've seen things that haven't happened for the people of District 5. You know, there's still homelessness. There's still high jobless rate. Children aren't graduating like other districts. You know, I think there's a 53% dropout rate. Mm-hmm. Most of them don't have GEDs or high school diplomas.